Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of opening bottles on Shabbos. In the Archa Shabbos, in Chelik Beis, page Tof Ayin Ches, he has a following suffix. If you got to open the soda bottles for Shabbos, is it mutter to tell a non-Jew to open it for you? What's the shaila? Because halacha is, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do a malacha for you. If it's Issa deraisa, you definitely can't tell him to do it. Even if it's Issa derabanan, which would make it a shvus to shvus, because it's Issa derabanan to tell a guy to do something for you, and it's Issa derabanan the malacha, it's still aser, unless it's a makam mitzvah, or makam tzarech gadol, or a very important mitzvah. Not so pashit that it should be mutter shvus to shvus. So here, the question is it mutter to tell a non-Jew to open a soda bottle for you? So what's the shaila? So what's the tzad heter? So the Archa Shabbos says, it's not had to be that really what he's trying to do is open the bottle to give you a drink, not to make it into a cap. So maybe that's considered only like a psik reisha, and by a psik reisha, it's mutter for a guy. Or on the other hand, this is not called a psik reisha, this is called a stickle of mechavin, because lemaisa, when I open up the soda bottle, first of all, I'm opening it up to give you a drink, and also I'm making the cap into a cap, and it's the same maisa, maybe it's not called psik reisha, and therefore he's mesupik about it. He's not sure if you can tell a non-Jew to open up the soda bottle. But the truth is, there's other tzirufim to allow asking a non-Jew to open a soda bottle for you. And the reason is, number one, is that there's the aside that if there's a machlaikas apaiskim, it could be, it's mutter to tell a guy something when there's a machlaikas apaiskim. There's an example in Simon Shin Yodalad, where there's a shayla if you let it break a certain keli. So it says there in the mechaber, yesh matir v'yesh oyser, which sounds like from the Mechaber, from the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's a Machlaikis, you could allow it a Yedea non-Jew. But the Mishabur there says, V'yesh v'kosfu, dafka behefsim aruba, oish nechbez harba tzarech mitzvah. Only maybe dafka behefsim aruba tzarech mitzvah. But without that, yeah, it can't be matan. Therefore, it's a Machlaikis ha-paiskim, if by a Machlaikis ha-paiskim, you can be semicha a non-Jew. But there are a lot of paiskim hold that ain't on this Machlaikis, and there are paiskim ha-matered, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do it. And the truth is, there's a third reason why it should be mutter to tell a non-Jew to open a bottle for you, because even us, that we hold, we don't open, let's say someone holds, they don't open plastic soda bottles, but the maisa, if someone's almond holds mutter, and there are plenty of places holds mutter, and even by a metal soda cap, there are some who are makel, like a Fisher and others. So therefore, the only reason really why we're saying that it's us, it's only within chumrah, it's a chumrah to us. We want to be machmir, we have a machlekes, we want to go to chumrah. And since it's only a chumrah, so definitely mutter to do it a non-Jew. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to open the soda bottles for you, because basically three different tzirufim. Maybe first of all, it's considered only like a psik reisha, and by psik reisha, it's mutter for a non-Jew. Number two, it's machlekes ha-paiskim, and someone not there to tell a non-Jew anytime it's machlekes ha-paiskim. And number three, it's only really a chumrah, and therefore, you can tell a non-Jew. The interesting thing is that I saw in the Sefer Shabbos Kitchen from Simcha Ben Kohn, he says, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to open the bottle, and the bottom writes Pashut. He doesn't even write any discussion on it. He held that it was Mamas Pashut. You could tell a non-Jew to open a soda bottle for you.